From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Russia has called for an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council after nearly 80 Syrian troops were killed by U.S.-led coalition warplanes. The Syrian government said 80 troops were killed. Russia gave the number as 62, and the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said 83 had been killed. Scores of others were reported wounded. U.S. officials say the airstrikes were intended for the so-called Islamic State militants surrounding the airport near Deir ez-Zor. The strikes were halted when commanders learned the bombs had hit Syrian troops. Russia blamed the deaths on the U.S. unwillingness to coordinate its strategy against the Islamic State. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin said his country is upholding its commitments to a ceasefire in Syria, but he cast doubt over the United States' commitment to the deal. Speaking Saturday in Kyrgyzstan, Mr. Putin said Washington was deviating from its own calls for openness. He said, "I would like to be honest with each other, and only in this case we will be able to move towards common goals. I do not understand why certain agreements should be concealed, but of course we will not disclose the details until our American partners agree to this." Russia's military says the United States is not fulfilling its obligation to restrain its rebel allies during a ceasefire agreed to last week in Geneva. A Russian military spokesman said the United States would be responsible if the truce broke down. Also, trucks loaded with humanitarian supplies continue to idle at the Syrian-Turkish border. They're carrying much needed relief for the besieged city of Aleppo.